Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Let's hope it ends off as a great day. It hasn't begun that way. It's begun with the fight in the House of Representatives about whether they should try to proceed without a speaker, vacating the speaker's position because Matt Gaetz has a grudge against Kevin McCarthy. Just moments ago, there was a resolution to table the motion to vacate the speaker's chair. Now, what the heck does that all mean? What is going on? It basically is a question about whether or not the House of Representatives is going to function at all, or whether we are going to go back to the imminence of shutdowns and breakdowns and shoutdowns. That honest to God, I don't understand why anyone would want it. And what's difficult here is that basically, In our system of government, as it is emerged, this was not part of the Constitution. They never mentioned political parties in the Constitution. In fact, a lot of our founders had a contemptuous attitude toward political parties, to what they called faction, which we weren't supposed to follow. But right now, because we are divided and closely divided in the House, there are 212 Democrats and 222 Republicans in the House of Representatives. They are all now voting crucially. But what it means is that if there are even 10, frankly, even 5 Republicans who are defying the speaker or want to get rid of him. And the question that no one has answered, for God's sake, is, okay, let's say they get rid of Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House. Then what? Who becomes Speaker? Are you going to turn it over to the Democrats? They are a minority. Republicans, for all of the disappointments of the election that just took place in 2022, last year, last November we had an election. The Republicans were supposed to win. Remember the big red tidal wave that was going to be spreading across the country? Didn't happen. Republicans lost a seat in the Senate. They lost control or any pretense at control or even equal division in the Senate. They lost the Senate to the Democrats, and they gained just barely enough seats in the House to take over the House. But then, remember, there were 15 different votes to try to elect a speaker. They couldn't decide on that. Okay, well, right now, Matt Gaetz last night introduced a motion to vacate. And the situation here is that that motion to vacate, unless some deal is made, which it probably will be, to get Democrats to either vote present or to vote for McCarthy, which is also a possibility, maybe a remote possibility, then you have McCarthy voted away as Speaker. But who becomes the next Speaker of the House? Well, Steve Scalise, who is the number 2 in the House hierarchy, has cancer. He is being treated. He is not ready to assume the job of Speaker. God willing, he should have a healthy and complete recovery. He is a good guy. He's an incredibly nice man. And if you know Steve Scalise, who's been on this show before, of course, he is a great public servant and a great Republican. But he's not available because he's sick. And the whole system is sick. And the Business Insider is reporting that currently it is a secret who would temporarily lead the House if Kevin McCarthy is ousted from power. What do you mean it's a secret? This is supposed to be the people's house. If Speaker Kevin McCarthy is ousted, his immediate successor is currently a secret. Under House rules, McCarthy previously turned over a list of potential temporary successors that would lead the chamber. Boy, some leadership. McCarthy is facing the possibility of becoming the first speaker to be booted from power. The only time that this happened ever before was in 1910. Yeah, that's correct. That's more than 100 years ago. And there was another Republican speaker. They wanted to shake him up. They had a motion to vacate. But it didn't pass. He stayed as speaker. His name was Joe Cannon. He was actually a fairly effective speaker. Kevin McCarthy is an effective speaker. He deserves credit. We do not have a shutdown government right now. We do not have a Republican Party that is absolutely splintered or discredited as it would have been if we had gone into a useless, pathetic shutdown for dummies, as the Wall Street Journal called it. Right now, there is a great piece by Newt Gingrich, who knows something about the House of Representatives. He, of course, was a very successful speaker. He was a successful Republican leader. In 1994, he got the Republicans control of the House of Representatives for the first time in, 1994. They had previously had brief control in 1952. So it was the first time in nearly a half century. And Newt Gingrich now has written a piece. He says Republicans must expel Matt Gaetz. And he writes that Matt Gaetz is an anti-Republican who has become actively destructive to the conservative movement. To the conservative movement and to the country. This, we'll play you, if we can play Matt Gaetz on the steps of the Capitol last night, and what a strange duck. This is clip 9, Matt Gaetz.
You all get all worked up that there's going to be some uncomfortable, chaotic moment that I'll feel pressure from conservatives or Democrats or whomever. I feel the judgment of history. I feel the weight of that. I worry that when the history books are written about this country going down, that my name is going to be on the board of directors here. And if this country's going down and if we're losing the dollar, I'm going down fighting. And I don't care if that means fighting Republicans, Democrats, the Uniparty, the leadership, the PACs, the lobbyists. I've had it. I've been here 7 years. We don't have a f***ing budget. We haven't had one since the mid-90s. I am through with it. I apologize for using that word, but the only path forward here is to have single subject spending bills that can be reviewed, amended, considered, and I think that is the responsible way that our legislatures all over this country operate for good reason.
Okay, is single subject spending bills fine? Why not? But why does that require the vacation of the speaker? And when they say vacation, vacating. It's not a vacation like you go down to Disney World. Oh, that's controversial, too. It's currently a secret who would temporarily lead the House if Kevin McCarthy is ousted from power. A senior fellow named Josh Huder, a senior fellow at the Government Affairs Institute at Georgetown University, wrote on X, which is formerly known as Twitter, the speaker pro tem, in other words, the temporary speaker, could stay in the chair. There's not a forcing mechanism for a new election, nor are there any overt restrictions on the power the pro tem speaker would wield. The support of the conference would dictate the durability of this. The difficulty with the support of the conference is that right now, overwhelmingly, the Republicans in the House of Representatives support Speaker McCarthy. There are 11 Republicans. We can name them very quickly. Warren Davidson, Eli Crane, Ken Buck, Victoria Sparks, Andy Biggs, Matt Rosendale.
Matt Gaetz.
Bob Good, Nancy Mace, Tim Burchett, and Andy Ogles. By the way, Lauren Boebert hasn't voted. I don't know if she is out with vaping.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Michael Medved show. In addition to everything else, stocks have been tumbling today as Treasury yields hit their highest level since 2007, raising concern that higher interest rates would freeze the housing market and tip the economy into a recession. We're going to be speaking sometime soon with economic analyst Peter Coy, who has written extensively about whether we are on the verge of a recession. Certainly this battle on the House floor is not helping anything. Moments ago, there was a vote on the House floor, and a vote in which there were 11 Republicans who voted against tabling the resolution to vacate. Okay, what does this all mean? What this means is that if the resolution to vacate passes, then there's nobody sitting in the speaker's chair, and we don't know who is speaker, and apparently it's a secret. There's a secret list somewhere as to who takes over temporarily. I mean, it's all a terrible situation, but there were 11 Republicans, name them for you, and 11 Republicans who voted against the resolution to table, which is to put this whole question about unseating Kevin McCarthy, putting that aside. It's nutty. The whole situation is nutty. Because Kevin McCarthy has drawn almost universal praise. I mean, praise from people who would never honor a Republican speaker because he was able to keep the government open and to avoid this idiotic government shutdown, which would have made life more difficult for every single American, harmed our life savings, damaged the country. In fact, Representative Tom Cole is one of the Republicans who are aligned with McCarthy, and it's clearly of the 222 Republicans who are part of the Republican caucus who dominate the House, it's 222 people. Of those, there were 11 who voted against McCarthy. So you're talking about overwhelming, this 20-1, the support for McCarthy among Republicans. And Representative Tom Cole of Oklahoma spoke moments ago on the House floor about what a sad day, this great day in the greatest nation on God's green earth, what a sad day this is turning into. Listen.
My friend from Virginia, this is a very sad day, and certainly a day I never expected to have to live through. You know, I think broadly speaking, as I look across this floor, you can divide members into three groups. I'm very happy to be in the first group. The overwhelming majority of my party supports the speaker that we elected. We're proud of the leadership he's shown. We're proud of the manner in which he's been willing to work with everybody in our conference and, I believe, in this chamber. There's a second group. Small group, they're willing to plunge this body into chaos and this country into uncertainty for reasons that only they really understand. I certainly don't. Think long and hard before you plunge us into chaos, because that's where we're headed if we vacate the speakership.
Okay, speakership, a prior speaker with a distinguished record, and somebody also who, by the way, worked together with Bill Clinton, with a Democrat, to settle one of the earlier government shutdowns. I'm talking about Newt Gingrich. And Newt Gingrich has just written for the Washington Post. It's just posted at the Washington Post. A call to expel Matt Gaetz from the Republican caucus. And he writes that it's not expel him from the nation, though. I'm not sure that's possible. I know that President Trump would say that he deserves the death penalty, but President Trump wouldn't say that because we have no idea what President Trump is saying about this entire conflict, though he does appear to favor the rebels in the Republican group in Congress. But we don't know because he's busy in court where basically there's nobody who's contesting the evidence that he inflated his net worth by $2 billion. $2 billion, $2,000 million or more. There's also news about Trump's current standing among America's wealthiest. We'll get to that. But in any event, Newt Gingrich writes, Matt Gaetz knows he can't possibly get a majority of the House GOP conference to his side. He is simply violating the rules in the pursuit of personal attention and fundraising. I served 20 years in the House, says Newt Gingrich, including 4 years as Speaker. On occasion, I fought against the GOP establishment. I led the fight against President George Herbert Walker Bush and his 1990 tax increase after he had broken his word about no new taxes. I felt bound to stay with my commitment to the American voters. Unlike Gaetz, though, when I rebelled, I represented the majority view of the caucus at the time. Gaetz's motion to remove McCarthy should be swiftly defeated, and then he should be expelled from the House Republican Conference. House Republicans have far more important things to do than entertain one member's ego. Well, amen to that. Meanwhile, there is this announcement. Donald Trump is no longer rich enough to be included in the Forbes 400, an annual ranking of America's wealthiest individuals. That's what Forbes magazine announced today. Trump is still a billionaire, with Forbes estimating his net worth at $2.6 billion. But that's down from the magazine's estimate a year earlier that the real estate tycoon was valued at $3.2 billion. Which earned him a place on the 2022 rich list. Okay, what is the significance of all of this with a Trump standing trial and coming back to the trial today? And again, not tremendous warmth and understanding between President Trump and Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, who was prosecuting him, and for Judge Engoron, who is getting a great deal of publicity as the judge responsible for this case. What's the impact on the fight on Ukraine? And what about the cutting off of aid? We'll talk to Max Boot about that, syndicated columnist, coming up.
You wouldn't be a choice of mine either, to be honest with you. I hope you're not insulted. I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you.
Michael Medved.
I'm honest when I say it.
You're a disgrace.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The president's son, Hunter Biden, will appear in federal court today in Delaware. Expect an alert on your cell phone tomorrow at 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phones, as well as all radios and TVs. The White House urging Congress to increase aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. This follows Congress's passing a temporary bill to fund the government until mid-November, which did not include support for Kyiv. Pope Francis opening the door for some Catholic priests to bless same-sex unions. Francis said forms of blessings could be granted on an occasional basis while calling on clergy to show kindness, patience, and understanding toward the topic. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
Max Boot is a historian, a first-rate historian, I should tell you, a best-selling author and a foreign policy analyst who has been called one of the world's leading authorities on armed conflict by the International Institute for Strategic Studies. He is the Jean J. Kirkpatrick Senior Fellow for National Security Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's a columnist for the Washington Post. Yesterday I shared with you a very important opinion piece that he wrote in the Post where he suggested Ukraine aid is a great investment. Don't let MAGA Republicans end it. Max Boot, where do we stand right now? I mean, reading the newspapers, it would require some action from Congress, would it not, to restore that $6 billion in aid that had been agreed upon before that the Ukrainians are depending on. That's going to require some action by Congress, which doesn't look capable of any kind of action of any kind at the moment. What's going on?
Well, that's a great issue, Michael. It's kind of hard to say what is going on since Kevin McCarthy seems to be in the process of being deposed, or maybe not, really hard to say at this point, but, you know, the House is kind of gripped by chaos, and so you can't move legislation while that's going on. But the imperative is there to move a funding bill for Ukraine, because the Ukrainians right now are on the front lines. They don't take breaks to engage in political debates. They don't take breaks to, you know, to mug before the cameras on CNN. They're fighting for their lives against this Russian onslaught, and they need the ammunition. They need the support that we have told them we will provide. And I think there is roughly a two-thirds majority in both houses to keep supporting aid for Ukraine. But kind of the chaos in the House is preventing that legislation from going to the floor and therefore leaving Ukraine in the lurch.
One of the points that you make in your column, which is tremendously important, there are two things that are worth repeating to people, is first of all, when you take total all of America's aid to Ukraine over the last 2 years since the invasion, it amounts to less than 1%. It amounts to 0.6% of our national expenditures. And also recently, the Europeans have been contributing more in total to the support of Ukraine than the U.S. Have I gotten that right?
That's exactly right. And that punctures, you know, two of the biggest MAGA myths about aid to Ukraine, because the folks who are opposed to that spending claim, oh, you know, we're spending too much, we can't afford it, we need to spend on the southern border or other priorities. But it's not either or. I mean, this is a tiny expenditure in the context of the entire federal budget. As you said, 0.6% of federal spending, and it's not as if we're doing this alone. And there's always that complaint, you know, the Europeans or other allies are not doing enough. Well, in this case, they're actually doing more than we are, but we still have an essential role to play, because even between the U.S. and Europe combined, we're having a hard time keeping up with Ukraine's ammunition requirements, because they just need a lot of artillery to fire back against the Russians who are invading their country and firing a lot of artillery at them. So, you know, we need to work together with our allies on this. Both sides are committed, and this is certainly something that we can afford. Not only can we afford it, we need to keep doing this, because it's really the best foreign policy investment I've seen us make since the end of the Cold War. I mean, we spent so many countless trillions of dollars on misadventures in places like Iraq or Afghanistan, in other initiatives that didn't work out. This one is actually working. The Ukrainians are fighting hard. They're fighting successfully. They're repelling this Russian onslaught. And in the process, they're fighting for our values and defending our allies and defending us and standing up for the things that we believe in. So this is a cause we need to keep supporting.
You are a great and outspoken American patriot. It comes off across in your writing. It comes across in your work generally. Do you understand what the fascination is with a certain segment of the Republican Party? And it does not appear to be true about any of the Democrats who seem to be sympathetic to Vladimir Putin, who is the most dangerous dictator in the world at the moment. Why would Americans, especially American conservatives, people who are part of the heritage of Ronald Reagan, why would those people have sympathy for the evil empire?
That's a great question to which I don't have a good answer. I mean, I think in recent years, Putin has mounted a propaganda campaign in the West to convince some gullible right-wingers that he is a champion of quote-unquote Christian values, even though in reality he is a war criminal who has, you know, no devotion to any values other than his own self-interest. And unfortunately, his number one fan in the West has been Donald Trump. And I can't explain how or why Trump fell under Putin's spell, but clearly he has. He's often praised Putin for being so smart and so brilliant and so great and so forth. And, of course, Trump is by far the dominant figure within the Republican Party. So a lot of Republicans are following him into this pro-Putin position, which just leaves me aghast and frustrated because, you know, I grew up in the days of Ronald Reagan denouncing the evil empire. And now to see so many Republicans willing to abandon the fellow democracy to today's evil empire, I think is just a travesty.
The John Kirby, a spokesperson for the National Security Agency, said it is imperative that we help the Ukrainians take advantage of every single day. A lapse in support for even a short period of time can make all the difference on the battlefield, just as creating such a lapse in support will make Vladimir Putin believe he can wait us out and that he can continue the conflict until we and our allies and partners fold. Do you think Kirby is right about that danger?
Absolutely. I mean, the irony is that a lot of Republicans, including Trump, are saying, you know, we need to end the war. We need to negotiate an a solution and end to the war, but in fact their actions are making it impossible or more difficult to negotiate a political outcome to the war, because they're basically encouraging Putin to believe that the will of the West is flagging and that he can lead us out, that, you know, if he just keeps on fighting, that Republicans will cut off Ukraine and then the Ukrainians will be at his mercy. That's not how you encourage negotiations. The way to get negotiations is to make clear to Putin that the West will never waver, that we will always stand behind Ukraine, that he cannot win this militarily, and so he needs to retreat and reach a political accommodation with Ukraine instead of trying to destroy it. But unfortunately, you know, everything that Putin is seeing in Washington right now is only going to encourage him to more aggression in Ukraine and possibly beyond.
Last question. You're finishing a biography of Ronald Reagan. What would Reagan say about this current situation and the hesitation to provide this battlefield support that we've promised?
Well, I'm sure he would have said many of the same things that he said in the 1980s when Democrats tried to cut off the Contras or some of the other anti-communist movements that he wanted to support. It was, you know, some variation of there you go again. But I think he would have been astonished to find today that it's the Democrats who want to support the victim of Russian aggression, and it's so many of the Republicans who want to abandon a country like Ukraine to the tender mercies of the Kremlin. I don't think he would have he couldn't have computed that. It just would have been such a absurdity for him that I don't even know how he would come to grips with that.
Or as his great colleague Margaret Thatcher said, don't go wobbly on us. Max Boot, his piece is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Ukraine aid is a great investment. Find out why. We'll continue the conversation coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
More breaking news. The term breaking news is very appropriate because most of the news indicates that something is broken here. The Congress of the United States, broken. The whole system of government right now needs repair. And this is breaking news from New York City. The judge, that's Arthur Engoron, the judge overseeing former President Trump's New York fraud trial, issued a limited gag order for all parties today. This after Trump's Truth Social account issued a post targeting the judge's principal clerk, while that clerk sat just a few feet away from Donald Trump in the courtroom, because Trump is in the courtroom. Judge Arthur Engoron issued the gag order. It bars Trump and any party in the case, including his lawyers or the opposition lawyers, the prosecution, anyone, from posting or speaking publicly about members of the judge's staff. This after Trump released personally identifying information about his principal clerk on Truth Social while the hearing was underway. You don't think that's a serious matter? I mean, it obviously is when you understand how passionately some people feel in support of President Trump. And you'll recall that after the warrant was served on Mar-a-Lago, there was a warrant for the FBI to come in and check on some of the papers that were still there, even though we had been told by President Trump they weren't. Right after that happened, there was a crazy person who broke into the FBI offices in Cincinnati, Ohio, and killed an FBI agent. He himself was shot dead, I believe. But again, all of this right now, issuing personally identifying information about a clerk to the judge because he's presiding over a proceeding that President Trump doesn't like. In fact, President Trump spoke about this last night. The president was speaking in Anaheim, California, and he had this to say. This is clip 4.
What they've done is they've gone after opponents, so that if you become president or some other job, but if you become president and you don't like somebody, or if somebody's beating you by 10, 15, or 20 points like we're doing with crooked Joe Biden, let's indict the mother. Let's indict.
Okay, there haven't been prior indictments of presidents of the United States or former presidents of the United States. It just hasn't happened. This is unique. It's a one of President Trump's distinctions. There's actually a powerful piece contribution by a Nobel Prize winner, and the Nobel Prizes are coming out today. Robert Kennedy is not happy because the first Nobel Prizes have been given to two of the scientists, Drew Weissman of University of Pennsylvania and his colleague, who is Hungarian originally. She's Hungarian-American. But in any event, they have received Nobel Prizes, which is the most prestigious and the wealthiest, the most lavish award given out anywhere. They got their Nobel Prizes for contributing to the COVID vaccine. Again, with all of the talk about Robert Kennedy now running as an independent, and that apparently is true. It has not been denied by Robert Kennedy, not running for the Democratic nomination anymore, running as an independent. What does it all mean? We will be talking about it. But Paul Krugman, who is also a Nobel Prize winner, he won a Nobel Prize in economics. He is not a conservative. He is a left-leaning economic thinker. But he writes in his column that hardliners both in Congress and outside claim to be upset about the amount that we're spending supporting Ukraine. But if they really cared about financial burden of aid, they'd make the minimal effort required to get the numbers right. No, aid to Ukraine isn't undermining the future of Social Security or making it impossible to secure our border or consuming 40% of America's GDP, as some have claimed. How much are we actually spending to support Ukraine? In the 18 months after the Russian invasion, U.S. aid totaled $77 billion. That's humanitarian aid and military aid combined. That may sound like a lot. It is a lot compared with the tiny sums we usually allocate to foreign aid. But total federal outlays are currently running at more than $6 trillion a year, or more than $9 trillion every 18 months. So Ukraine aid accounts for less than 1% of federal spending and less than 0.3%, one-third of 1% of GDP. The military portion of that spending is equal to less than 5% of America's defense budget. But back to the cost of aiding Ukraine. Given how small a budget item that aid is, writes Paul Krugman, claims that aid to Ukraine somehow make it impossible to do other necessary things, such as securing our border, those claims are nonsense. MAGA types aren't known for getting their numbers right, or for that matter, caring whether they get their numbers right, but I doubt that even they really believe that the monetary costs of helping Ukraine are insupportable. And the benefits of aiding a beleaguered democracy are huge. Remember, before the war, Russia was widely viewed as a major military power, which a majority of Americans saw as a critical threat, and whose non-woke military some Republicans exalted. That power has now been humbled. Why then do MAGA politicians want to cut Ukraine off? The answer, says Paul Krugman, is unfortunately all too obvious. Whatever Republican hardliners may say, they want Putin to win. They view the Putin regime's cruelty and repression as admirable features that America should emulate. Could that be true of some people on the extreme Putin apologist caucus? They support, he writes, a wannabe dictator at home and are sympathetic to actual dictators abroad. So pay no attention to all those complaints about how much we're spending in Ukraine. They aren't justified by the actual cost of aid. And the people claiming to be worried about the cost don't really care about the money. What they are, basically, is enemies of democracy. Ouch. Both abroad and at home. Kevin McCarthy, certainly not among them. Early this morning, he was worried about the chance that he would be ousted as House Speaker. That fight is still going on. But he says that only a few Republicans would need to side with the Democrats to destroy him. This is a reporter asking whether he needs Democratic help to remain in leadership. This is clip 10.
Expecting Democrats to back you up then?
No, I personally am not.
Do you need their help to remain in leadership?
No. If five Republicans go with Democrats, then I'm out. So it's whether, probably so.
Again, right now there's more than five Democrats. To four more than five Republicans, there are 11 Republicans who have been taking the other side, the opposition side. And by the way, that doesn't mean we're going to get a Democratic speaker. It means that the speaker's position may be vacant for who knows how long. So what does the House Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat from Brooklyn, what does he have to say about this entire situation? We will get to that and to more. Is a recession on the way? All coming up for discussion in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.